27th Sunday in Year B. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I shall make him a helper as a partner." So from the soil the Lord God shaped all the wild animals and all the birds of heaven. These he brought to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the cattle, all the birds of heaven, and all the wild animals. But no helper was found as a partner for the man. Then the Lord God made the man fall into a deep sleep. And while he was asleep, he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. The Lord God built the rib he had taken from the man into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken from man." This is why a man leaves his father and mother and becomes attached to his wife, and the two become one flesh. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Lord bless us all the days of our lives. May the Lord bless us all the days of our lives. Blessed are all who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be blessed and prosper. May the Lord bless us all the days of our lives. Your wife like a fruitful vine, in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive, around your table. May the Lord bless us all the days of our lives. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper all the days of your life. May you see your children's children, on Israel, peace. May the Lord bless us all the days of our lives. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. We do see Jesus, who was made little less than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor, because he submitted to death so that by God's grace he might taste death on behalf of everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should, in bringing many sons to glory, make perfect, through suffering, the pioneer of their salvation. For consecrator and consecrated have all the same Father. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. If we love one another, God will live in us in perfect love. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and, to test him, asked, "Is it permissible for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses commanded to draw up a writ of dismissal and so divorce." Then Jesus said to them, "It was in view of your hardness of heart that he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, he made them male and female. This is why a man will leave his father and mother, and the two become one flesh. They are no longer two, therefore, but one flesh. So then, what God has united, no one may separate." Back in the house, the disciples questioned him about this, and he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to him for him to touch them. The disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Then he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.